I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your official station to talk Brooklyn Nets. The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Magazine, salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall.
Welcome back to McCartan Before Midnight here on The Fan and on the line right now, live with us right now, Brooklyn Nets writer for The Athletic NYC and The Athletic NBA, Alex Schiffer. Thanks for making time for us tonight.
Good evening, Danielle. Always good talking to you, my friend. What's up?
Oh, not much. You know, just doing a show. Okay, so we got to get right into this, Alex. We have to start with this. Kyrie Irving, we can't talk about the Nets without addressing their superstar player who is not expected to play for them this season. So the Nets, surprising to me, put their foot down and said, full time or no time. If you, we're going to take this from a strictly basketball perspective here, but if you could assign a percent chance that fans will see Irving on the court this season, what number would it be?
Wow, good question. I would say right now, 25 to 30%. I don't think it is out of the question that we see him at some point this season, but I have a hard time seeing him come join them in the near future, just based on his comments on Instagram Live and everything. And again, I don't think the city ordinances are going away anytime soon, especially with the winter coming up. Maybe there's a world in which afterwards something happens in the spring, although I doubt it. But I would tend to believe the odds are him getting vaccinated aren't in the near future.
So no change of heart from Kyrie Irving, huh?
Not based on that Instagram Live. No, not since then do I have any reason to believe he'll come around anytime soon.
Here's a crazy thought, right? Is there any thought that he might be awaiting the outcome of the next upcoming mayoral election and then inauguration just to see if Mayor Bill de Blasio's executive order could be repealed by the incoming mayor?
Yeah, you know, it's funny how much attention that's gotten. I don't know how big of a House of Cards fan you are, Danielle. I was a big fan while the show was on. My whole thing with that line of thinking is if the Nets were really looking into that as a possible option, why did they sideline him when they did? I could have tried this out for a few weeks and see where it went, and they would have had him for the first two road games and away for a while, and then they would have had an idea by early November if there was anything in the cards for that. Mm-hmm. So I think that their decision to sideline him when they did, you know, I kind of took it as they're not even looking into that as an option, that if they were really serious about that, they would have waited to see how the election played out, given it's only a few weeks away, instead of pulling the trigger before the season even started.
Yeah, good point. All right, so the Instagram Live. Could you summarize it for anyone who didn't see it, or for people like me who literally could not even get through it?
He said himself he's not vaccinated. He called for unity. He said he's not retiring, and that he fully, he's not anti-vaccine, but he's anti-mandate. And now, you know, we kind of wait. Those were the biggest things that I took from it, at least.
Yeah.
I like you, it was a lot to follow, but those were my biggest takeaways. He's not retiring. He's officially not vaccinated. And you know, the mandates and the people losing their jobs and them seem to be the root of his cause.
Brooklyn Nets beat reporter for The Athletic, Alex Schiffer, is with us on The Fan. Alex, you asked a great question to Kevin Durant about being upset with Irving. And how did he characterize their relationship at this time?
So I did not ask that. That was Joe Varda, my colleague of The Athletic. I asked Durant if he had talked to Irving since this all went down. And
okay.
He said no. I honestly thought, though, that Kevin Durant question you're referring to was straight money. Like his nickname, Easy Money. Like him saying, you know, what's being angry going to do? It's not going to change his mind.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of like the epitome of this entire situation. He's right. And, you know, I think all the Nets players have been respectful, but, you know, they've hit their disappointment well. You know, they've all said that they want Kyrie out there with them and that, you know, even when he got ruled to practice, they want him there for the whole thing. But, again, it's a personal decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they've been very, very respectful in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, at the same time, you know, everybody's healthy right now. The Nets had a very injury-free preseason. You know, God forbid anything happens to one of their stars early in the season, and all of a sudden there's a gigantic need for Kyrie Irving to come back. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be the same reception. So
yeah, right.
I think they've all said the right things. But again, right now they haven't played any games. They don't have a winning or losing record. And it's kind of easy to kind of take the high road right now, given that no damage has been done.
Right. And Alex, do you think that privately, maybe Durant and others in that building, whether that be the coaching staff or whoever, have this sense of building frustration with his unavailability this season privately?
I don't know how you don't. I mean, you know, I've told everybody, I mean, I think this is applicable to every single workplace. You know, if I was your co-host, Danielle, and I said I was going to come in to do the show, you know, every few weeks, you know, roughly the equivalent of the road schedule, I don't know how you wouldn't want to, like, you know, beat me with your mic when I came in. Like, I mean,
yeah,
we're supposed to be a team. It's a team thing. Like, I think this goes beyond basketball. I just think this is workplace habits 101. And I don't see how that hasn't stopped. And I think that they can say whatever they want privately, and I get it, but like, or publicly, and I get it, but like, again, we're all human beings here. I think we'd all be upset if we had this similar situation on our hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. I would beat you over the mic if you,
I wouldn't doubt that. Yeah.
The next step is what to do with him, because I point to the unvaccinated teachers and the unvaccinated healthcare heroes in this city that cannot work and are not getting paid. Why are the Nets still even paying Kyrie Irving?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is some uncharted territory for the entire NBA. I mean, my understanding is they're still on the hook for his entire salary regardless. You know, it's not like he's suspended for these games. He's just ineligible. So I think whatever his final salary number is, assuming he does sit the whole season, it will be some level of negotiation with the Nets and the players union over it.
Right.
Just given the uniqueness of it. So I think they're paying him because he's technically only ineligible for home games, and they're going to pay him for the others, and that it was their decision, not his, for the sidelining, which is where I think the reasoning comes from.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with The Athletic's Alex Schiffer here on The Fan. You just mentioned it. It's a unique situation, obviously. Has the NBA, are there any talks of the NBA allowing the team any extra cap space or any extra roster spots to accommodate this absence?
I don't see that happening at all. You know, obviously there's other unvaccinated players in the NBA.
Yeah.
But, like, he's the only one getting all the spotlight because of the Nets' championship aspirations and his star power. Like,
yep.
You know, I mean, if he's a role player, we're talking about something else right now.
Right.
So you can't make a set of rules for some and others and expect everyone to get along with it. So I just think I don't think they can ever do that because the blowback would be gigantic.
Yeah. How real or imminent is a Kyrie Irving trade?
It wouldn't stun me if they were to trade him. I should reword that. I don't know what market there is for him right now, just given his track record with some of this. And the other thing you have to remember is that the Nets gave up all their picks in the James Harden trade. Mm-hmm. They don't have a lot of young players they could trade. I mean, Nick Claxton, the final year of his deal, too. I mean, are you going to trade him when Kyrie's also a rental at that point? Like, I just don't know. I don't know if you have to attach an asset to part ways with him, what you do. Like, he's probably got a limited market. It's probably hard to just part ways with him as is. And I don't know. Again, Sean is great at his job, but I just kind of wonder what you're able to pull from all that.
Yeah, that was kind of going to be my next question. Like, what package do you think the Nets would expect in return for a guy like him? I mean, he's a superstar.
Say,
he's an excellent player, you know?
He's an excellent player, but it's tough to say, obviously, with the track record and whatnot. It's a great question, but I wish I had an answer.
Hmm. Do you think, this is probably my favorite question this whole interview, Alex, do you think that Kyrie Irving has acclimated to New York City well?
That's another good question. I don't know how to answer that, honestly. Like, I guess so. I mean, I think there's a lot of different ways to split it. Like, I think he has, and I think he hasn't, obviously, just based on all this.
The only reason why I ask is because maybe after the bubble opt-out, maybe after the disappearing act last season, I mean, the thought has crossed my mind that maybe this thing now may be his way to force himself out of here. Has that thought crossed your mind, too?
It hasn't, just because, you know, he grew up a Nets fan.
Mm-hmm.
His family's here. This is where he wants to be. I couldn't imagine, and he's talked a lot about retiring as a Net. So I just couldn't imagine where, if it's not here, he would really have his heart set on playing.
Mm. Even without Kyrie Irving, the Nets are still the favorites to win it all this season. How can that be?
Well, for starters, I mean, James Harden and Kevin Durant are two of the best players in the NBA and in the world right now. So I certainly think that helps.
But we're talking about a superstar player in Irving that is out of the equation, extracted from the equation, and they are still favored.
Yeah, you know, those two guys are so good. They were both MVP candidates. Their supporting cast is huge. They still have the pieces. I just think, again, the trouble they run into from injury and attrition is greater than it was when they're at full strength, obviously, with him.
Nets beat reporter Alex Schiffer joins us live here on The Fan. Alex, from what you've seen so far, we talked about this probably this time last year, has the defense improved whatsoever on this team?
I think they have better defensive pieces than they do last year, but the real trials will come, obviously, over the course of the season. You know, I think James Johnson's an upgrade, Bruce Brown, Javon Carter. They have more defenders on the team, but obviously, you know, that you got to play the games and see how this goes. But I expect the defense to be better than it was last year, given their acquisition.
Joe Harris, I mean, was not great down the stretch. Have you talked with him about what he's been doing to improve his shooting from behind the arc?
I mean, he led the league in three-point shooting last year, despite this. You know, I think the Joe Harris hate's kind of a bit over the top, just because if they're healthy, his shooting doesn't matter. You know, he owned it after the Bucks series. He said, if I played better, we might be in a different place.
Yeah, I remember that.
And, you know, people wanted him traded. I mean, like, you know, he's the longest tenured Net for a reason. And to me, what's scary is, you know, the Nets hired Kyle Korver as a player development assistant, and he's one of the greatest shooters ever, and he's already working with Joe on how to make his three-point shooting even better. So, like, I think he's addressed all there is to address there and is even upgrading when he's already among the elite.
You, Alex, you personally, what are you most excited about this season for the Nets?
Well, my answer was going to be them being at full health, but obviously this week took a turn with that that prediction. I actually hit mute, sorry. I just think now it's kind of, you know, what do they look like without him? Are they contenders without him? And I guess what I'm kind of curious about, because I already expect them to be good, is how important does Kyrie Irving end up being? I mean, if they roll through the East without him, you kind of ask yourself, I mean, how big of a necessity was he? And if they don't, like, how do they make up for the loss of him? So, you know, the season, I'm excited for it to just get going. I was kind of running out of things to write. It's nice to have some easy inspiration with the games in front of me.
Yeah.
But I would say just kind of what this rotation looks like for the super loaded team without him. And then, again, you know, Kevin Durant said the other day, I thought he handled the kind of questions beautifully, honestly, about how he says we have a job to do and it's probably going to come up periodically. I think if the Nets win and stay healthy without Kyrie, he won't come up a lot. If they get hurt or they lose or they clearly have a need for him, he will. So I get like, you know, I kind of guess I've been repeating myself with this bit, but just like how much of a factor does Kyrie Irving end up being, whether by need or by lack of a need, right? So, you know, now that he's not here, we're going to just see how crucial he was to the whole operation.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Both on the court and off the court as well. Hey, Alex Schiffer from The Athletic. Thanks. You know, I know this is live. This is late. So thanks for making some time for us on this Saturday night. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Always a pleasure, Danielle.
And we'll touch base a couple times throughout the season, Alex. You are the best. And for anybody that is a Nets fan, you're a must read. I mean, I'm tuned in to what you're writing, Alex. So I appreciate you doing such a great job at your job.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.